Hey, what's up, you hooligans? Episode 6, Southern Sports Talk. Big day Saturday. Learned a lot about some teams. Learned a lot about some teams in the second half of games. LSU. Dylan.
We said it last week. We're gonna learn a lot about some teams, and I think we learned more than a lot. There was a lot of teams that had a lot of question marks. They answered a lot of questions, and there was a lot of teams that you thought were on the right track, and now they have questions. So,
And we interrupt what you're saying because Aaron Judge has an at bat.
I mean, what is up with that? Like, I get he broke the record, right? Isn't it most home runs in AL history or something this
In one
season?
season.
Yeah, impressive. Kudos to you. But come on, why are we interrupting college football games?
I will say this, glad it's over, glad he did it. It's Wednesday, October 5th, and it happened last night. So
Yeah, so
no more of the shenanigans.
they plugged that in all weekend, and it was just annoying. It's just, and now you see memes on Twitter of it, and it's just, I've seen some pretty funny ones, like the kick six was on there. It was like he kicked the field goal, and then it just cut to Aaron Judge. I think he got walked, and then it flipped back over, and it was like Auburn won the football game.
Yeah, you sent me the one when the Dolphins had
Yeah,
the
the
miracle
Miami
against the Pats a
Miracle.
couple years ago.
Yeah, it's just people are making a joke of it, which I'm glad it created some good, funny memes, but at the same time, nobody cared that much.
Yeah, so I want to give a shout out to you for doing these notes more or less every week, especially this weekend, because I missed every single game pretty much because I was getting drunk
Dude.
Talladega.
Dude, it's fun. I don't mind doing
Yeah, so
it.
you should run the show today. Go down these notes for me.
I don't know about that. I do want to talk about this, regardless of if it was in my note in our notes or not for this week. UCLA Friday night game upsets number 15 Washington, 40-32, and I hyped Washington up. I can't remember if you did, but I hyped them up as the best team of the Pac-12,
Eating
and
words
I got
off
embarrassed.
the
Yeah, I got
bat.
embarrassed. I did not think UCLA would win, and I'm gonna be honest, I don't know what the hell to think about the Pac-12 anymore.
No, because I texted you about it, dude. I was like, hello?
Right. I have no idea what to think about that conference. It's anybody's.
Don't
It's
even
any.
think we picked this game, dude. I think we overlooked it because it was a. Or we might have said it in the episode. We didn't put it in the notes last week, but we definitely overlooked
We might have brought it up, but I know we talked about it. Because I remember saying, Washington will beat them, no worries. Well, boy, was I wrong. So 40-32, UCLA, I'm pretty sure, are now up there with USC as the only two undefeateds left in the Pac-12, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
And
sounds right.
that conference is a shit show, to say the least.
Language. We're trying to get sponsors.
Well, that's the best way to describe that conference.
Yeah.
It's
So you said something
brutal.
happened in this in the old Southeastern Conference with Ole Miss and Kentucky.
A good game. It's a really good game.
Yeah, it score seems like it. And well, based off what you said, is basically
Well,
Kentucky won the game.
I take that back. It wasn't a good game because I actually dozed off in the middle of it because it was just one of the my team's not playing and slugfest. It's just not entertaining to me.
Yeah, you're
Sorry,
trying to
not
watch
sorry.
games. You're trying to watch games to get to your game, you know?
But yeah, so Ole Miss, they held Kentucky off late pretty much. Kentucky got the ball, was driving. They actually scored. They managed to score, but Will Levis, he went too quick, didn't give his receiver time to set up, and the very next play, they fumble the ball and Ole Miss recovers to win the game.
So, more or less, Kentucky had him beat, but just.
Kentucky could have won that game. Kentucky probably should have won that game. But Ole Miss pulls out the victory, and you learned a lot there, in my opinion. I thought Kentucky's a pretty solid team, so maybe Ole Miss is better than I thought, or maybe Kentucky's just not as good. But I still think Kentucky's got a good ball club, and I think Ole Miss is just a pretty darn good team in the West.
Yeah, so in that game, I think you picked Ole Miss, and I picked Kentucky, so. Either way you look at it, it's not bad.
I just thought, I honestly didn't have this game being this close. I thought Ole
Kentucky
Miss by a
gave
couple
them
scores.
everything they could handle, sounds like.
Yeah, no, they did. Will Levis is a really good quarterback. I don't know about all these people calling him the first overall draft pick, this, that, and the other, but he's a good quarterback. Had a good game. Just a little on the road, late in the game, just maybe nervous jitters. He just went a little too quick, didn't give his receiver time to get set. Or maybe it was even an offensive lineman. I can't remember. But they got a false start or whatever the penalty is. And then fumble the next play. Because I was like, oh, no worries. They'll punch this next play in. And then it was a bad snap and Ole Miss recovered. And I was like, dang, that sucks to lose like that.
Brutal way to lose. Whew. And this next game, Michigan at Iowa. Both picked Iowa. And
we
don't know if the score tells the whole story.
Yeah, I didn't watch this game. I will say this, though.
Yeah,
I will say this. Iowa's defense still seems to be what Iowa defense has always been. Holding Michigan to 27 points, that's no...
Thrives like their bread and butter.
Yeah, that's no easy task to hold a team in the Big Ten under 30. So that's impressive. And, I mean, they got points on the board. I mentioned they had scored, I think it was 27 in two straight games, that they could possibly pull this off. That's why I picked them. And I think you picked them just because of their defense. Unfortunately, they lose 27-14, and the Big Ten is looking like it's just Michigan and Ohio State. I mean, Penn State's in there too, but they'll end up losing to somebody. Also in the Big Ten, Brett Bielema returned to Wisconsin for the first time, and the Fighting Illini.
Yeah, what's going on in Madison?
Dumpster fire, man.
Hey, what did you just say?
The Fighting Illini.
You say Illini?
Yeah.
It's a Lion-I, bro.
Whatever, bro. I'm from Alabama.
Yeah, what's going on in Madison? They get throttled by Illinois.
Yeah, there you go. Illinois. Let's say, Illinois is making a lot of noise in the Big Ten. How about that? They Illinois dominated
making
Wisconsin.
The noise.
They dominated Wisconsin, bro. 34-10. And like I said, it was Brett Bielema's first return to Wisconsin. They're actually letting their coach go, I'm pretty sure.
I think
I don't think that's smart. He's actually got an over 500 record right now. So, you know, it's just the pressure of what Ohio State and Michigan are doing, and you look around at other conferences and just see the success, and that's what they're going off of.
You have to compete when you have those kinds of teams in your conference, because Wisconsin's really never been a bad team.
No, and they're bad.
Always been
they're
a
bad.
9-10 win team. But now?
They're not winning. No. I don't think they're winning 7 games this year. They're bad.
Yeah, they're always up there. They're always competing to be in the Rose Bowl. Like,
yeah. They also every year they also have a chance to be in the Big Ten Championship. So, yeah, that's, like you said, what's going on in Madison? Nobody knows.
Yeah, speaking of bigs, huh? Oklahoma.
Hello?
Dunzos.
They're done. Playoff hopes are over. Kansas State broke them, I think, because
Kansas
TCU...
State owns them, first of all.
Yeah, TCU just went out and dismantled and destroyed. Like, 55-24, I know that's only 31 points, but it was 55-17 at one point. Like, they gave up a late touch. TCU dominated this game start to finish. It was like 28-0 at halftime. Like, TCU was just on top of them and did not hop back off of them.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
Yeah, but I picked TCU. But I picked TCU. I don't know
hats
why.
Hats off
I did.
To you, brother.
I don't know if it's because they were at home or they were rolling, but they're rolling.
Yeah. Hey, undefeated, right? So that we're going to talk about that later because TCU travels to Kansas, and that's going to be a good game. But I do want to say this about K-State real quick. Like you said, they own Oklahoma. That's not a lie. That is not a lie.
Yeah, they seem to be owning them lately.
Yeah, that's not a lie. And then Oklahoma, I guess you can just give them some slack. It's Brent Venables' first year head coach. Like, they got a lot going on down there. So I'll cut them some slack this year, but it's kind of
we were bragging on their defense.
We were, and then you give up 55. But Lincoln Riley's, I don't remember if it's his younger or older brother. He's TCU's offensive coordinator, so
it just runs in the family.
Yeah, it just runs in the family. Since we're on the topic, K-State, another big win after they upset Oklahoma last week. They get a win against Texas Tech, 37-28. And Kansas State and Kansas are like two of the big names in the Big 12.
Are you telling me that Kansas and Kansas State own the Big 12 right now?
No, because Oklahoma State's still there. You still got the Cowboys.
Yeah, but they're not in Kansas.
We're not in Kansas anymore.
Not in Kansas.
Yeah, the state of Kansas is owning the Big 12 right now. Yep. And speaking of Kansas, they survived. They survived. At home, Iowa State misses a late tie, game-tying field goal. That's why I say they survived. Great win. Gutsy win. 14-11.
Oh, we both picked Texas Tech, by the way. Sorry. Sorry,
K-State. But
sorry, team in Manhattan. Sorry.
Yeah. But, yeah, Kansas, big win at home. Iowa State, you know, this is a – you know, you see that score, and I'm just trying to process this in my head. If I don't see the two teams and I see that score, I would never guess Big 12. 14-11, you would never think of a Big 12. Like, 37-28, 55-24, the last two games we mentioned, those are Big 12 scores. 14-11, what, SEC, is that biased to say that? But, I mean, not in recent years, but SEC's known
for
defense.
That's not an SEC score. I would guess Big Ten.
Yeah, maybe Big Ten, yeah.
But, yeah, Kansas. I originally picked Iowa State. I was like, this is the game to do it. And I saw Kansas was at home.
Nope.
Switch it. We both went with Kansas. Kansas gets a dub.
Kansas is
America's
my team.
Right now.
Kansas is America's team. They're my team. I love Kansas right now. It's always fun to see a team that is known to be like a just crap every year, just out here basically dominate. Nobody had them 5-0. So kudos to Kansas. I don't know who their coach is, but kudos to him turning that program around. And finish out some, I don't know if it's the last Big 12 game, but I don't know how I put this together so cleanly, but Oklahoma State beats Baylor 36-25. I just brought them up. I think they're the best team in the Big 12 right now.
Yeah, back to Kansas coach. We have to put some respect on his name. I don't know how to pronounce his last name. Lance Leopold, maybe?
Maybe. Yeah, kudos to that guy. Because you know when I don't know when he took the job, but you know when he took that job, that was not a favorable job. That was not an ideal job for any coach. And look at you now. You're nationally ranked. We'll get to the AP poll here shortly, but you're ranked and you're undefeated. And college game day is coming to town for the first time ever.
Yep.
So, and we'll
yeah,
like
back to
bit,
Oklahoma
we'll
State.
All that
best team in the Big 12. I don't see how compared to Kansas versus Oklahoma State and who they played.
Yeah, I mean,
I completely agree right now.
It's. Obviously, it's not Baylor. They just beat Baylor. Obviously, it can't be Oklahoma. Oklahoma just slipped twice.
Oklahoma's done.
In a row.
I don't know if they're looking ahead to this.
Dude, it's funny. The Twitter memes, K-State was doing it, and TCU did it this past weekend. They're all making fun of them. I think TCU's tweet was, SEC you later, and I just died laughing because that's just funny. But, yeah, Oklahoma State, hands down, best team in the Big 12, and honestly, probably the only hope for the Big 12 to get a playoff team this year. We talked about it last week. Kansas, they keep it rolling. I mean, they could get in if they win the Big 12 going defeated, but we talked about their name tarnishing their chances, and I think that's 100% a thing here.
We're saying they're the best team in the Big 12. We disrespected them last week. We both picked Baylor. So,
yeah. I mean,
yeah, get pissed on.
Yeah, we're going to eat our words.
Give me this one. Give me this next one, because all I saw was score updates, and I double checked the score when I saw it was 28-3, or 28-23.
Oh, you're talking about Alabama, Arkansas? Yeah, it was okay. So The Razorbacks, their third quarter woes have been awful. I don't remember the statistic, but they've been horribly outscored in the third quarter all year long.
Not Saturday.
So Sam Pittman made it an idea all week, like third quarter. And you go into halftime down 28-3 to Alabama, best team in the country after this game, in my opinion. And it's like, okay, now it's the third quarter, and they came out in third quarter, and they absolutely punched Alabama in the mouth. And after their first score, they kicked an onside kick and got it. And I'm
didn't they also do that after Bryce went down?
I can't remember the exact point of Bryce's when Bryce went out of the game. I know Bryce took a hit, and he the way he injured his shoulder, according to Gary Danielson, but he extended his arm trying to throw at the last second and landed on his extended arm. Imagine you're throwing a football and you're falling on your stomach and your arm's forward. And then the very next drive, we came out, we ran the ball.
It's a really awkward
ball.
Fall.
Yeah, we ran the ball, and then we threw on third down. And as soon as he let the ball go, his whole arm went limp and he went running to the sidelines. So, according to Saban, it's just a sprain, right? But
so, you think he's going to sit this week against against this team we're about to talk about with a coach that is on fire? But before we talk about that backup quarterback,
Jalen
Milroe. Why is he so fast?
Jalen Milroe is the real deal, bro. So to finish that, third quarter was won by Arkansas.
Yeah, and I don't know who in the Alabama locker room.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know who in the Alabama locker room is listening to our podcast, but I'm so sorry that we said y'all weren't going to cover. I'm so sorry.
But, yeah, so I was kind of worried when Bryce went down because they were storming back, and I'm just like, oh, my God. And then Milroe came in. He proved that he can run. Now, I will say he threw very poorly. But if you run like that, the throws will come.
Golly, he can run.
But I'll say this. Alabama showed some really good resiliency. Your Heisman winner goes down. And then you let Arkansas climb back into that game, 28-23, like you said. And then I forget who it was, but it was 28-23. And then 19 plays later, Arkansas was down 17 again. So it's like,
Those big 70-yard runs, three of them. Three 70-yard runs, right?
Yeah. It was Milroe went on one, and then they handed it off to I'm disrespecting him by not remembering Jahmyr Gibbs. I was like, I can't remember
his
name. Jahmyr
Gibbs, man. He's
transferred from
up
Georgia Tech. He's solid. And you said, going into this week, they got A&M, and A&M just got throttled by Mississippi State.
Yeah, Alabama keeps rolling after the struggle at Texas. I think now it's safe to call it a struggle because I don't know what's going on.
Texas doesn't look good at all. Yeah, I think
this
Alabama
other
just
Texas team's seat with the coaches.
Is Jimbo Fisher one of the most overrated coaches?
I don't know. I can't believe I picked him, bro. I put faith in their defense.
I was surprised you picked them
nothing
too.
LSU gave them a blueprint to stop them.
Yeah, but LSU is not A&M, and A&M's not LSU.
Yeah, we're better.
Exactly. I mean, you have the argument now. You haven't lost two games, and one of those losses was in App State. Mississippi State absolutely steamrolls A&M, and I'm not surprised. I'm really not surprised because
I'm surprised it's this much.
I'm not. I had A&M looking ahead, thinking they were going to pass by Mississippi State easily, looking ahead to Alabama. I also had that Mississippi State was going to come in here with a chip on their shoulder because Mississippi State should be undefeated right now.
Whoa.
There's a team in Baton Rouge that only plays in the second half, and Mississippi State doesn't play in the second half, apparently. So Mississippi State should be undefeated right now. They had y'all where they had LSU where they wanted them, and we talked about it. I don't remember if it was the second or third episode, but not finishing teams off. So I'll just leave it at that.
We'll talk about finishing games here.
Because Mississippi State, I knew they were going to come in here with a chip on their shoulder. And I knew A&M would be looking ahead. And there you go. 42-24. Big win at home against A&M for Mississippi State and Mike Leach's squad. This isn't Big 12. Big 10. Purdue upsets Minnesota 20-10. So that Minnesota, PJ Fleck, rowing the boat. What's going on?
These were the teams we said that this is going to get LSU ranked if they won, and these teams are losing. True. We'll get into that. But yeah, nice little upset. I have no idea what happened in this game.
I don't either. Just a low scoring game. And obviously Ohio State is the best team in the Big Ten.
Clear cut.
Absolutely. It's no question in my opinion.
Yeah, and it looks like Penn State got a quiet win as well.
Yeah, beats Northwestern 17-7. You know, just staying unbeaten at this point in the season with everything that's happened and accumulated, and it's just like stay unbeaten, keep your blinders on, focus on one game at a time, don't look ahead. Like too many upsets, too many close games are happening. And so for Penn State, I don't see anything wrong with a 17-7 victory against a pretty bad Northwestern team. Utah, going back to the Pac-12, they roll against Oregon State 42-16. Pac-12 is wide open. No one really stands out to me anymore. And I'm just going to let you take it because maybe someone stands out to you in the Pac-12.
Man, it's hard to say Oregon, but it's hard to say Oregon because Georgia. Pac-12. I mean, what do their standings look like? What's going on in the Pacific 12? Let's see here.
Yeah, I'm just gonna let you pull that up.
Oh man, I mean, it's gotta be USC, right?
Oh, USC's at the top, but UCLA's right behind them.
UCLA's quietly doing this right now. They keep playing like that. It's going to set up for something real nice at the end of the year. And old Florida State. It's a good run.
Florida State, yeah. Wake Forest, they bounce back against.
Why'd y'all have to lose? But Wake Forest isn't bad either. Real tough one. I didn't really see what happened in this game.
I didn't watch it either. But 31-21, I know at one point Wake Forest was up by a good margin, and I thought that Florida State, I just thought they were falling apart, and then I checked back, and Florida State made it like a one- or two-score game. I was like, oh, okay. And then it kind of just finished like that.
Wake Forest finished them off. They finished the team off.
A bounce back, too. Tough loss at Clemson.
Yeah, that's great. That is good. That is really good for them. Lost to Clemson. Bounce back against a good Florida State team.
It's a good Florida State team. And so, in my opinion, Wake Forest, ACC, your hopes are still alive there. Like, don't hang your hat on that Clemson loss. Your hopes are still alive. You just got to win out and Clemson could slip up because I'm pretty sure Wake Forest and Clemson are in the same division. Could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure they are.
All right, well, here's the only game I watched on Saturday.
I'm going to go pull up the ACC real quick while you talk about that.
Yeah, LSU, Brian Kelly. First SEC game on the road. Get down early. Two blown tops on the defense. Get down 14-0. Give up a field goal. Down 17-0. I'm pissed. I'm cursing out. I'm the only one in the house, by the way, while this is happening. So the dogs are looking at me like I'm crazy. I'm pissed. I want Jane Daniels out.
This was a 6 p.m. game, right?
Or yeah. 7?
Okay. I watched some, but I didn't care for it at all.
Our offense did not look good in the passing game. Robbie Ashford fumbles the ball. We pick it up and score. And that was basically the beginning of the end for Auburn. Yeah,
I saw that play because we were texting about it because I'm like, somehow they're going to come out and call this. He was a forward pass. And I watched the replay and I'm like, there's no way they messed this up. That is a fumble. And they got the call right. And like you said, that was the turning point because LSU did that and didn't look back.
He did not look back. He scored 21 straight into the game. Auburn had 3 turnovers. LSU had 1. We did nothing in the passing game. We're a one-dimensional team. We won in the trenches. We have depth. If we can keep games apparently within 3 scores, that we'll come back and win because our second half team, I think, in my opinion, is probably one of the best in the country. Like, if we could put a full 4 quarters together with that team, we could play with anybody.
I can't agree or disagree because I haven't watched an LSU game yet this year.
You don't have to watch the whole game. Just go watch 30
I
minutes.
I will be watching Saturday, though, because that's an early game.
If yeah, I'm big home, test for us. We'll get into that later.
But I do want to talk about the LSU game real quick. You touched on it a little bit. Only 80 yards passing, but you gave up 340 yards passing. How much did Rodgers have? I mean, I think you gave up more than 340, or maybe this is total because this is down 17-0. But what did Will Rodgers do?
214.
214, and you give it
one touchdown.
I think that's something that obviously Brian Kelly will work on, but there's way better wide receiver quarterback duos in the SEC that left to play for LSU. So that's something to work on, you know. And then I've seen some stuff too about Jaden Daniels and like talking with his receivers, getting more comfortable with some stuff, having team meetings with just him and the wide receivers and all that. So I don't know what's going on there, but
I think he's scared to sling it. He does better under pressure. Like, we're down 17-0 and he is a whole new quarterback. Just like in the Florida State game, we got down, he was a whole new quarterback. I don't know. We'll see. But Georgia sucks. I'm sorry. Georgia is terrible. They're on a downward spiral right now.
I don't know about calling Georgia terrible.
The Golden Flashes and Kent State. Well, they're playing terrible.
No. You're right about that. Missouri? Really? I don't know about calling Georgia terrible. I will say this game to me stands out more than the Kent State game. Because you just said it, Missouri, really? Like we're only winning by four at Missouri, probably the team that just lost to Auburn.
And Missouri, at the same time, dude. Oh my God, Missouri's coach, dude, stop grow a pair. You're playing the number one team in the country. You're at home. You have nothing to lose, and you're kicking field goals in the red zone.
Hey. Some of those weren't convertible. Some of those you absolutely they're not convertible fourth downs.
You're and playing the number one team in the country.
If you don't kick those field goals though, this game is 26-13.
Not if they score touchdowns.
Well, that's
they blew them out.
Think about this though.
Win by two touchdowns.
When you get that close, some of the worst defenses in the country, when you get down to the red zone, some of the worst defenses in the country become the best defense in the country.
I don't care. I don't care. You
think about
Missouri is playing for nothing. Missouri has nothing this year. They're playing for nothing.
Okay, but
you have nothing.
Would
to
you rather have lost 49-0 or 26-22 to Georgia?
I'd rather not lose.
Well, you're gonna lose regardless. It's Georgia.
No, they had a chance.
Georgia's going to pull that game off 9 out of 10 times with the same scores, everything the same. Georgia's going to win 9 out of 10 times.
Yeah, Missouri's coaching is questionable. If I was coach there, we would have won that game.
Okay. If you say so, buddy.
It's 4th and 15. We're playing the number one team. We're down a touchdown. We're down 4 points. Whatever. Go for it. If we don't get it, oh well. Defense, step up.
Now, I will say that was dumb. They punted it back to Georgia.
They did.
Yeah, that play.
See, I couldn't watch the game because LSU was playing at the same time, so I was trying
that
to go back
play,
and forth.
That play, it was like 2.5 or 3 minutes left or something like that, and they didn't get a first down, and they were punting it back to him. I'm like, they're going to score anyways. Like, it's Georgia. You punt it to him that you've got too much time for Stetson Bennett. So you might as well just go for it and say, hey, get a stop, don't get a stop. They can't eat as much clock. But you punt it, and they're able to eat more clock, score, and win the game. So, like you said, maybe some bad coaching on Missouri. I think Georgia just has the clutch factor. They're not going to lose a game this year.
Kirby's BS interview. Hey, it's tough to play in the SEC on the road. Man, you're in
not
Columbia,
at Missouri.
Missouri. Shut
not
the
at Missouri.
not Guys, at Missouri. You're playing Vanderbilt 2.0.
Pretty much.
You're playing a better Vanderbilt.
I will say that he learned from Saban. Saban's good at making excuses too. So,
I can't believe you just said that.
Dude, I've noticed it. I agree with what Saban said. I agree with what Kirby says. It is hard to go on the road in the SEC, but you've got to choose the right time to say it. Like Saban's comments after the Texas game, it was an excuse, but it was extremely valid. He said it's a tough place to play. They're coming to the SEC. That's an SEC caliber team. At the time we played them, okay. Now you look at it and you're like, okay, are you sure about that?
Well, apparently all of a sudden last year was rebuilding year. Every other fan I know called BS on that.
Last year was a rebuilding year, but it also
wasn't. Yeah, rebuilding year. You won a Heisman Trophy. Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's the rebuilding year. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it was, but you
got out-coached.
Yeah, like.
Once every 10 games, Nick Saban, you're going to get out-coached. It's just statistics.
It's like, I get where it's coming from, but at the same time, no.
Alabama hasn't rebuilt since Nick Saban got there. Get out of
just,
here.
They've just reloaded. Now, defensively, they've rebuilt several times. Our defense,
that, I agree with that. I would not argue that one. Offense,
Alabama's
never.
Defense. The offense hasn't changed since Tua. The offense has been about the same since Tua was there. So Tua was the last rebuild because we started running more of a spread type offense.
Jalen.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Jalen was there before Tua, though. Jalen got there, we changed our offense, and then Tua, we changed it, tweaked it a little bit more, and now we're just a spread, like just a normal offense. That's really all you can say. But anyways, obviously we love the SEC, but Texas, they get a win against a very bad West Virginia team, 38-20, heading into a very mediocre Red River rivalry this weekend. Why does that feel like a tongue twister, dude? Red River
still a
rivalry.
Toss up to me. I'm over Texas. I'm over it now.
I'm over the Big 12.
They're back where they belong.
They need to stay in the Big 12.
I got nothing to say.
Don't come to the SEC. Stay in the Big 12. Yeah, so I don't have anything to say either. Good job, Texas. You beat
your whole season
the worst
was based off of
Big 12.
One game. Your whole season was based off of one game. That's all I got to say.
Yeah. And Nebraska, okay, Nebraska, they got a win at home against Indiana. Yay!
All right, Nebraska, good job. I have nothing else to say about that. I can't believe you skipped over this. Clemson is quietly.
That's why, because
looking like one of the best teams
Clemson,
right now.
They're quiet. That's why I skipped over it. They held off NC State.
They're quietly doing this. They're winning games. They're doing what they need to do.
Yeah, they held off NC State 30-20. Prove me wrong. I thought NC State was going to get a victory on the road here, and I was wrong. So, good job, Clemson, Dabo Sweeney. Just quietly flying under the radar.
Rip UAB, you lost to Rice.
That
sucks.
Unfortunate.
Sorry. Tennessee's win against Pitt. Doesn't look so hot.
It's not looking good anymore.
Georgia Tech, probably one of the worst teams in the FBS.
More than likely.
That's awful. Georgia Tech is terrible.
They beat Pitt 26-21. I don't have anything to say other than you said it. That Tennessee win at Pitt does not look very good anymore.
So these next two, I mean, USC beat Arizona State.
No surprise.
Called that. Not surprised. Oregon beat Stanford.
By the same score, pretty
much. Can't believe they gave up that much, but.
Yeah.
And put a little stat in here.
Yeah, I read this on Twitter, and I thought it was pretty interesting since Kent State was close with Georgia last week. They are the first team in FBS history to have a 240-yard rusher and a 240-yard receiver in the same game, which is hard to fathom when you think about the offenses we've seen over the past 3 years, but.
Hey, well, you got to think that's hard.
Good job,
throwing
Kent State.
And running that much?
Yeah,
good job,
Kent State. Props to you guys. Obviously, maybe Georgia was had a close game with you guys for a reason. Maybe you're actually a good squad over there. And that kind of wraps up last Saturday. We can get into the AP poll.
Yeah, there it is. Paul Chris got fired. Said it earlier. I want to take this AP poll real quick. Who is voting Georgia number one?
I don't
you're
know
wrong.
Because I feel like they should be further back than two. After
28 of you are wrong.
After what I've seen the past 2 weeks, Alabama, I think, is deserving to go back to one. I don't.
Yeah, absolutely. No, no shocker
there. I don't
care
about these rankings. Like, I know a lot of fans are like, they want their team to be higher up. These rankings do not matter. Wait till after week 7 or 8. I don't remember which one it is. When they start doing playoff, that's when these rankings matter.
Why is Michigan ahead of Clemson?
Michigan should not be ahead of Clemson. In my opinion, it should go Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson, Georgia, Michigan. That's what I would do right now. But it's Alabama at 1, Georgia at 2, Ohio State at 3, Michigan at 4. So if the playoffs started today, you'd have 2 ACC and 2 Big Tens.
Which both of those teams are going to end up – all those teams are going to end up playing each other.
Yep. So – and then Clemson's at 5 and USC's at 6.
Ole Miss, hello, welcome.
Ole Miss moves into the top 10. Penn State.
I wonder when the last time Ole Miss was in the top 10.
Probably 2014 or 2015.
One of those years they beat y'all.
Oregon, they're somehow creeping back in. They're at 12.
Kentucky falls, not far. NC State, not far.
Kansas and Kansas State.
Hey, guys.
Kansas 19,
happy.
First
I'm happy
time they're in the top 25 since 2009, and K-State's at 20, Kansas is at 19. You could probably just flip those.
I wouldn't.
Kansas State has some better wins, but it is what it is. And then to round out the top 25, Mississippi State gets in, deserved. Like I said, they should probably be undefeated right now, but they couldn't play four quarters at LSU.
Mississippi State's ahead of who?
Yeah.
How? Literally beat them.
Because I think
because
the
these rankings don't matter.
Well, that, and I think the voters are believe what I say too. Mississippi State should probably be undefeated, but like I said, can't play four quarters.
Hey, and I'm happy we're back in the top 25.
LSU squeaks in at 25, and I put it in the notes right here, and I'm gonna say it. And I hate LSU, but Brian Kelly's got LSU looking really good early on in his tenure there, and Arkansas, Texas A&M, and Oklahoma, you're all gone out of the top 25, and your playoff hopes are officially over. Unless crazy stuff goes on, I don't see that happening, but I guess it's possible. And
on to
we can get on to week 6.
Six.
Mentioned it earlier. Game day is finally going Lawrence, Kansas. First time ever. And it's the battle of unbeatens in the Big 12. TCU at Kansas. Two of the three undefeated teams. The other one's Oklahoma
State. I like Kansas
State
at home, man.
I do too. But let me ask, did anybody see this coming from the Big 12? I don't know that anybody could have predicted
this. Oklahoma.
So, Kansas, I think you got to keep this hot start rolling. I can't talk, man. I don't think TCU is going to ruin anything fun that's going on at Kansas. Kansas at home, they sold out again. And this is going to be a good game. But I think Kansas.
Yeah, regardless what happens, it's going to be a great game. Is that 11 a.m.?
Yeah, I did the – well, I don't know, actually. At first,
there's one great game at 11 a.m. between the only two SEC teams that are ranked in top 25. That's just me being biased.
I might be in order by time. I don't really know, to be honest.
Well, I know that's Oklahoma, Texas is kicking off at 11 because it's the big noon kickoff. Watch these two shit show programs face off.
So, Red River Rivalry, Oklahoma, Texas. Texas is a 7-point. Oh, yeah, by the way, TCU is a 7-point favorite at Kansas. That's disrespectful. Kansas is going to win. But anyways, Oklahoma, Texas, Red River Rivalry. It feels like such a tongue twister. God, whatever. Texas 7-point favorite. It's the battle of mid in the Big 12, baby. Texas can absolutely win this game. I'm going to go with Texas.
So can Oklahoma. I'm picking Oklahoma because Oklahoma needs this. They're going to want it more. Texas is I don't know, actually. I mean,
Texas is
a 50-50 toss-up.
Yeah, Texas is going to win this game. Texas is going to want this more. Oklahoma just needs it more. Actually, I think Oklahoma wants and needs it more than Texas, but I think Texas is going to get it done.
We got to talk about this one, huh?
Tennessee at LSU. Tennessee's a 2.5-point favorite. They're coming off a bye week. And I put this in as a joke, so I'm going to say LSU is one of the best teams in the country if the game of football is only played in the third and fourth quarter.
Yeah, dude. I mean, that's what I said. It's true, but though.
I think if LSU keeps this one close, they're going to get the upset. But it is LSU's first real test defensively. Hendon Hooker's a good quarterback, and he's got some weapons. It's worth noting LSU is, I think, 8-0 in 11 a.m. games and scoring like 42 points a game in this time slot as well. So at home, I think that was at home.
Yeah, because the one loss we had was when we played Florida at 11 a.m. when they had to move it from Gainesville.
Yeah, that don't count.
In 2016. So.
That don't count. They had to move it. That don't count.
We hosted. We were still the road team.
Yeah, that doesn't even matter, though. That's so weird. But anyways, I know you're going to go LSU. What's your team? Why would you pick against them?
But so, the past run-ins we've had with Tennessee, other than 2011 when we murdered them, and 2016 when we murdered them, I don't know if you remember this game. In 2010, Tennessee had 13 men on the field, and yeah, we had one untimed down.
Yeah, I remember that.
And we won the game.
Was that the last time y'all played them?
No, we played them in 2016.
How'd the 2016 meeting go?
We beat them.
Okay.
I don't know the last time they beat us.
Yeah.
I would like to know. Well, I'm going to pull up some history. Because we got to fill in some.
I'm going to end up eating my words. But I think Tennessee's going to win this game.
Why is that? The kickoff time?
It's not the kickoff time for me. I think Tennessee is a really good team, and I think that Hendon Hooker is a really good quarterback. Probably, if Bryce doesn't come back, he's probably the best quarterback in the SEC. And LSU just hasn't had a real test, in my opinion. And I mean,
you don't think Will Rogers was good enough?
No, I don't. Will Rogers can't move the way Hooker
moved. Oh, last time I played him was 2017, beat him 30-10.
Okay. I'm just going to go with Tennessee here.
5-game win streak against them currently.
And then, obviously, if I'm picking Tennessee, I'm taking Tennessee by 2.5 because odds of them winning this game by less than 2.5 is probably pretty small. I don't. And then, like I said, I'm pretty sure you're just going to go LSU.
We can't get down 17-0, 21-0. We can't get down three possessions against Tennessee. Because they're not Auburn. They're not A&M. We can't do that. Now, I mean, don't get me wrong. This 11 a.m. kick sucks for, like, our home field advantage. But if you don't think these crazy corn dogs aren't going to be out there drinking at 3
dude,
in the morning.
No. I saw LSU announce.
Getting hammered, going to the stadium. You're
the
wrong.
Gates
that place
open at 9.
Going to be rocking.
Yeah, they said gate and beer sales open at 9 a.m. I was like, dang. Yeah, no. It's
yeah,
be
so
tough.
Beer be gone by 10. Game is sold out officially. I said this is not a biased podcast. If this game was in Tennessee, I would still pick LSU, but I'd be worried. But I'm going to pick LSU. I'm obviously a little worried because, I mean, this is a big game. Like you said, this is the first real test.
First real big SEC game.
And I'm glad it's in Baton Rouge.
That's another thing. Like that's something else that I didn't mention while I'm picking Tennessee. It's Brian Kelly's first SEC huge game where you lose this game. Like I know that it's not the end of the world, but like the SEC fan base are brutal on these coaches on certain wins and losses. So
especially there's questionable decisions in this game that could have gone the other way. It's gonna be rough.
Yeah. So. Well, I think this is probably the best game Saturday. I don't see anything. I mean, Utah, UCLA play later in the day,
Let me give you this. If LSU plays a full game.
That's the game of the day.
If LSU played a full game, do you think they win?
If they can play a full, complete game, I don't know. Because I'll be honest, I don't know what Tennessee can lay down, what Tennessee offered. I just know Tennessee has a really good
offense.
They made
Florida look good.
Their defense is awful. So, I think, honestly, if LSU can play a full four quarters, not three, not 2.5, you're going to have to play the full four quarters the way you've played the second half, and you can win this game. Otherwise, if Tennessee gets out by two scores early, I think this game's over.
I think we're making it a defensive game. We're going to make it this a defensive game, and I like our defense. So,
like I said, that's going to be the that game day would be here if LSU was undefeated.
This is game of the week, honestly.
They wouldn't go to it. They wouldn't get. They're only going to Kansas because the hype that's been building social media wise. Keeping it in the SEC, though, Arkansas at Mississippi State. Arkansas has lost two straight, and Mississippi State is rolling, and I'm going to say it for the third time. Should probably be a 5-0 team right now. So I'm going with Mississippi State at home. Cowbells are annoying, and Arkansas is they're looking and reaching for anything that they can get, and I think they're going to end up hurting themselves this week trying to get a win.
Clanga, clanga, baby. I'm going to State. By the way, that a Mississippi State fan looked at me Saturday because obviously I'm decked out in LSU stuff because it's game day. He stared at me, so I turned around and they had clanga, clanga, and he didn't look at me. He must be mad that they lost.
But
I'm going with State. Arkansas, I don't know what's going on. Yeah, Mississippi State, I don't know. Is it going to be a good Mississippi State team, or is it going to be the one that blew the second half of the game?
There's no telling, but when Mississippi State's on, they're on. So, and then this can tie into the – I kind of get your point now. Auburn at Georgia, they should have probably swapped LSU and Tennessee and Auburn and Georgia, at least gave LSU a 230
okay,
slot.
I see that, but at the same time, you're CBS. You want to you got the number one team – or the number two team, the number one team back-to-back on your station.
True.
Regardless how bad the game's gonna be, you're gonna get people tuning in at least for 30 minutes.
That is true. It's money grabs. So
yeah. You're gonna get at least 30 minutes of viewers.
Oh yeah. State, Mississippi State's favored by 7 against Arkansas at home. Georgia at home, they're favored by 30 against a dumpster fire of an Auburn team. And I think honestly, Georgia, you got to win this game by at least 40 after your last two showings. And simple as that. Just win.
Yeah,
this
I'm trying not to pick Auburn right now because
no, I'm not.
I don't think Auburn's as bad as it looks. They dropped the ball against Penn State. They're like the opposite of LSU right now. They play the first half and don't play the second half.
I don't think Auburn's
it's a rivalry
bad
game. It's weird.
Either,
Auburn. Man, I don't know.
I think Georgia bounces back. The winning by 40 thing's probably a stretch. Like,
I think Georgia's winning by 40.
No, I think they need to prove a point. But I don't think they're going to.
With Georgia.
I'm going to go with Georgia, but I don't think they cover that 30 points.
Yeah, I'm going with Georgia, but if it's close, don't be surprised.
No, I don't.
I'm not surprised. I'll be surprised if it's close, actually.
Auburn's not winning that game at Georgia. Like, if it was at home, if it was at Jordan-Hare, different story. But
yeah, if it was in Auburn, yeah.
And, again, I don't think Georgia covers that 29.5.
So,
that's
Texas Tech, Oklahoma State.
Texas Tech at Oklahoma State. Okie State is a 9.5.
Other undefeated team, Oklahoma State. Yep.
Yeah, Oklahoma State's going to win this game there at home. They're going to win by more than 10. So, and Texas Tech is a team that can.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. Tech is good, but
yeah, they can call some shakeups in the Big 12 with a win right here. But Oklahoma State, I think with Oklahoma losing, they kind of know what they have to do. So they're going to get that. They're going to get that win. Utah at UCLA. Utah's a 4.5-point favorite. UCLA and USC are the only undefeated teams in the Pac-12, and the Bruins are welcoming in a Utah team that has absolutely bounced back after week one, losing to, I guess, a bad Florida team at this point.
Yeah,
I'm thinking of who I want to go here because I went Washington last Friday night at UCLA.
UCLA is undefeated. Utah's shown more. It's on the road, but I mean, I don't know if you've ever seen UCLA's crowd, but it is atrocious.
No, yeah, it is atrocious. But I wonder if they'll show up because they're undefeated.
They didn't show up against LSU, bro. They're not showing up to this.
But I hope UCLA wins this game. I hope they do. But Utah's gonna win. Utah's gonna win. But I hope UCLA wins this game because I want to see UCLA and USC undefeated in their rivalry game week 11. But yeah, Utah's going to win this game, sadly. Sorry, Bruins.
Good run. Get back to your hole.
I don't even know why I put this in here for us.
Me neither.
Ohio State, Michigan State.
Ohio State, 25.5.
Yeah.
Give me Ohio State, please.
Well, I mean, this game is going to get overlooked. Maybe that's why I put it in there, because nobody's going to be talking about it.
But Ohio State is just steamrolling these teams.
Yeah,
bro.
But they always find a way to lose games.
They're quietly doing it, too. They're being like Clemson, just quietly beating
these
teams.
Yeah, but they always find a way to lose games. Maybe that's why I put it in there. Ohio State's going to win. But they always find a way to lose a stupid game like this in the middle of their season.
No,
so,
it's got to be worse than that. It's going to be like a Purdue or something.
Look for this later in the year. Look for me to pick someone over Ohio State later mid-season. But it's not going to be this one.
I don't know, man. They got destroyed by Purdue when they shouldn't have.
Ohio State wins this one big.
I agree.
They'll cover. 25.5? Yeah, they cover easily.
Washington State at USC. Washington State at 4-1. USC's rolling.
I think
USC is the best team in the Pac-12 right now.
Yes. And
Washington State's going to give them all they can handle.
USC is the Pac-12's only hope at a playoff spot, so they have a lot to play for. They're a 13-point favorite at home. USC's going to win this game.
I'm going Wazoo.
Interesting.
They all can't pick the same thing. It's not fun.
It's not fun. How about this one? Notre Dame at BYU. Notre Dame's a 3.5-point favorite. And BYU has bounced back after losing to Baylor. And this could be a huge win for Marcus Freeman and Notre Dame on the road.
Yeah, the only thing Notre Dame did for me was give us a great coach. I'll take that back. I'll take that back in 60 minutes on Saturday if we get beat by Tennessee. I'm rolling with the Cougars, baby.
I'm going to go with Notre Dame here. I think this is gonna Marcus Freeman knows he needs to get this win, and he's coached him up to go into BYU and get a big win on the road.
Yeah, Marcus Freeman is awful. Sorry,
yeah,
he doesn't have it yet.
He needs to get this. If he gets this win, I'll have more faith in him.
BYU's not terrible.
Kansas State at Iowa State. Kansas State is a 2-point favorite. They're 4-1, number 20 team in the country, heading to Ames, Iowa. Iowa State always ruins the season at home. Yeah, I'm going with Iowa State here.
This is the one.
Because you said
this
it
is
wasn't
my second
last
time
week.
Saying this is the one, but this
yeah,
is the
you,
one.
You said it last week. They only do it at
yeah,
home.
Yeah, because it's usually, it's usually at home, too.
This is the one.
That's why
I agree with you.
If Iowa State was playing Kansas at home last week, it's Iowa State.
I think Iowa State gets it.
This is the one. Let's go Cyclones.
Clemson at Boston College. Clemson's a 20.5-point favorite. Coming off a big win at home against the Wolfpack of NC State, and absolutely have to keep rolling. I say don't let this Boston College team hang around, because I think it could be trouble. 20.5, they're not covering on the road, but Clemson does get it done. They're not going to cover 21 points on the road.
Yeah, I agree. Clemson's going to win. I think BC is going to hang around for way too long. BC's going to hang around for a while.
You think they hang around to a point where they upset could be an upset potential?
Yeah, you take this next one.
Well, answer my question.
Oh, no. It could be upset potential, but it's not going to happen.
Yeah, Clemson's not going to cover.
It could be, but it's not going to happen.
A&M at Alabama. The wheels have completely fallen off. Yeah, the wheels have completely fallen off at A&M. And Alabama is looking for revenge and to keep it rolling. Like we mentioned earlier, Bryce did go down last week against Arkansas, and I haven't seen any updates on a starter, but it doesn't matter. Milroe is absolutely capable, and I think Bama wins this game by 50, honestly.
Yeah, 24 point spread, disrespectful to Alabama. I think Bama by 100.
They're going
to
cover.
I mean, not seriously, but Bama by a lot.
They should. And if it's close, then you know us.
Why not, man? You could get the good A&M team. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? But well, I think Bama's very capable of winning this game by 40+. Especially being at home and the fan base, they're going to let A&M know they're not happy with last year, so...
And this one's going to be easy to overlook in the ACC.
Yeah, this one, that's why I put it in here. It's going to be easy to overlook because Florida State's not ranked and NC State just lost. But Florida State at NC State, NC State is only a 3.5-point favorite.
Both of these teams need this win. They want to keep it rolling.
And I think Florida State needs it more. They're trending in the right direction. And they can get a huge road win Saturday night. And that being said, North Carolina State's going to win this football game.
Yeah, give me State.
Which one?
Oh, man, I don't know. But yeah, both of these teams need this one. They both want to bounce back.
I think North Carolina State's the better team here.
I think I agree with you. I want to see Florida State win. And I don't see it happening this week because, like you said, NC State's more established. They've had this going for a couple seasons now. Florida State's just now.
Like, and then if you're Florida State, you lose Wake Forest game, and then you lose this one. Those aren't bad losses.
Yeah,
nothing to hang your hat on. But
North Carolina State,
yeah, NC State's gonna get this one done. Oregon at Arizona. Oregon's a 13-point favorite. I mentioned it already. You've mentioned it. Oregon has absolutely bounced back after getting embarrassed week one by Georgia, but they're very beatable. But can Arizona get it done at home?
Arizona's terrible.
Yeah, Arizona's awful. Give me Oregon.
Yeah,
I think it's in there just because the Pac-12's so crazy.
Yeah, Oregon bounced back like it was nothing. Like they bounced back like a pogo stick on concrete, bro. I don't know.
Well, the things that are coming to your mind aren't appropriate to say. Let's just say that. All right, Iowa at Illinois.
Illinois is making some noise, yeah.
Illinois is a 3.5-point favorite. They're 4-1, welcoming in a good Iowa defense, but not offense. Can Brett Bielema keep it rolling?
Let's go Illinois, baby.
I agree. Iowa's good. Like they got the defense, but Illinois being at home, I don't think Iowa fares very well there.
All right, it wraps up week 6. Glad that's over with. Best game of the week is kicking off at, again, I'll say it, 11 a.m. Central. Why are we kicking that game off at 11 a.m.? I did. Excuses. I already have mine. NFL. We completely dropped the ball on this last week. Tua was facing Joe Burrow, and we just did not say a single word about it.
Yeah, I don't know how flubbed that up.
Something awful happened in this game. Tua just...
We did talk about that, though.
It looked terrible. The way he was holding his fingers, I didn't see this happen because I don't stay up to watch the NFL because
If you would have seen it happen, Amazon replayed it like 17 different times. I don't understand the fascination with replaying players' injuries over and over again. Nobody wants to see that.
No, the only way you should replay the injuries is after you know they're okay. And show it once or twice. Don't show it over.
No, that – and, you know, the NFLPA are investigating, and they have fired the independent doctor who cleared Tua to return to the Bills game on Sunday. This would have been last Sunday. Yes, very clearly. And then, like you said, awful. And again, I don't know who tackled him from the Bengals, but that kind of tackle should be penalized. Slinging a guy around like that, that's not what football is. But hey, you got to get some guys down the way you can. I understand that as well. So, not knocking the guy. I'm just saying, like, sometimes slinging them is a little too much. But I think the NFLPA got it right, firing who cleared him because he should have never been cleared to return to the Bills game. And then I guess he's the same person that would have cleared him to play against the Bengals on last Thursday because, I mean, I guess he wouldn't have been evaluated for that game because he was already cleared and didn't take another hit in the Bills game. I don't really know how the protocol works. I just know it failed.
Sounds reasonable.
It failed. It failed Tua pretty bad, so... He's okay, though. He's not playing this week. McDaniel did announce that. If he would have said something about him playing, I'm pretty sure he wouldn't be a head coach anymore. But I saw some stuff talking about it. It was, what is the Jets' old coach name?
Rex Ryan.
Yeah, did you see that video? He was talking about like his he treated his players like his sons and blah blah blah. And he kind of just hinted at like McDaniel might just be too young to understand that. So like everybody that's hating on McDaniel for letting him go into the game, take that into consideration. He's a young coach, he's learning. He's not an old head and knows the ins and outs. So
Yeah, so
and I
awful hit for Tua, but good job on the Bengals getting that win at home,
Yeah,
beating
absolutely needed
one of
that.
the undefeated teams left, like the only one left. So.
Yeah, they needed that win.
The entire NFC West is
2-2.
2-2.
And I don't think
Saint.
this picture we have is the correct. I think the 49ers are on top of the division technically, but it doesn't really matter when they're all the same.
Yeah, so the Saints played at 8:30 on Sunday. I don't know if
Yeah,
you saw
how'd that
highlights
game
of
go?
this. We lost, but something. We got called for a pass interference when Adam Thielen grabbed Lattimore. I think it was Lattimore. Grabbed his face mask, turned his head. Then Thielen falls down, and then this is a defensive PI. Put the Vikings in field goal range, kick the go-ahead field goal, and they win 28-25. And the Saints are 1-3, and.
I did not know that happened.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. Rough start of the season, close games. But
Should have
who's
lost
not
those week
having a
one. You
rough
should be
season?
probably should be 0-4.
I agree. Is
Falcons
that
choked
Cooper
them.
Rush is the first quarterback in Cowboys history? It's start 4-0.
That yeah,
I don't
that's
know where his
crazy.
fourth game was, but it's somewhere.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. Because I was confused by that, because I'm like, he didn't start game one, but they're pulling that from
Somewhere he did start.
somewhere, yeah. And I don't think that's I don't think they should have done that. But he's won the last three, so I guess it's still impressive.
Yeah, you can read this next one because I'm not going to sound that freaking stupid.
Look, I saw some videos circulating around. I listened to four or five different people talking about the Falcons. And every one of them somehow tied in last year's Bengals and comparing this year's Falcons. I personally think it's a far-fetched comparison, but I will say the Falcons have they obviously week one they blew it. They could very well be 3-2 right now, or 3-1. It'd be 3-1. My bad.
4-0.
Three. Yeah, because they came back against the Rams too. They could be 4-0 easily. But they blew week one, and then week two, you were getting blown out and you came back. And then the past 2 weeks, you've grinded out some pretty good wins. And Arthur Smith has them rolling, and it looks to be a wide open NFC right now. So
Yeah, but like I said, the NFL's really completely starting to lose my interest. I don't.
I've never had interest in it until playoffs, and even then, I just.
I don't know if it's the atmosphere or just professional sports at this point.
There's only
But
one good
congrats to the
professional
Eagles, 4-0.
sports.
Good job.
Major League
I
Baseball is
may
the
maybe
only
it's
good
because the
professional
Saints are
sports.
looking rough. I don't want to watch it.
No, because even when the
I
Falcons went
agree,
to the
but
Super
maybe that's
Bowl,
one of the
all I
reasons
did
it's
was
rough because the Saints
watch.
are sucking.
I mean, maybe, but when the Falcons went to the Super Bowl, all I did was watch the NFC Championship and the Super Bowl that year. It's just not fun to watch. I don't know. But MLB is hands down the best professional sport. And we're getting into that now. Postseason's
Especially
here.
playoffs.
Postseason is
We are
here.
getting into that
Regular
now. The
season.
Braves did it.
Yeah.
The Braves did it.
Let's talk about that in a
Clinched
minute.
last night.
Yeah, let's talk about that in
No
a
more
minute.
Aaron Judge
Yeah,
bussing into college
let's talk about
football.
some
Congrats to the
things.
Mariners.
Yeah, I want to talk about the Mariners and the Phillies. Mariners. Great job. Postseason visit for the first time in 21 years. Pat on the back. Phillies. First
That's almost as
postseason
old as we
berth
are.
since 2011. Good job. Some long droughts going on,
Are
and
you
good job
telling me the
battling.
NL East has three teams? Wow, the best
And,
division of baseball, huh?
yeah, I was told by a Cardinals fan not too long ago that the NL East was one of the easiest divisions of baseball, but.
Yeah,
You
real
know.
easy. You only have 101 win teams. Oh, I guess the Braves came back and won today, huh?
Did they?
Or
I
no,
thought
they
they
lost.
lost. I
No,
thought
they
they
lost.
lost.
So you have 200 win teams. Braves tied with the Mets in the division officially. But we swept them, so We had the tiebreaker.
No, we didn't officially tie with them.
Yeah, we did. The division's tied. Well, I'm saying the division finished tied, but we have the tiebreaker.
Yeah, but I know that. But how did it finish tied? Because they swept. I thought
they swept.
And then us losing two hurt us.
Yeah, we had to.
Oh well.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Good. Swept them, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, because they handle business.
They did, but it doesn't matter. Team.
We already won the division.
Against the wrong team. So yeah, Braves did absolutely improbable.
Yeah, it must be nice to play the worst team in baseball.
10.5 back in June, clinched the division on the 161st game of the year, and the New York Mets, you guys led the NL East division for 174 days out of 180 total days. Feels bad.
Feels bad. Wouldn't know that feeling because that's our fifth straight. We say it's no bias podcast, but good Lord,
we're gonna
the Braves are doing
the Braves.
What they did in the 90s, apparently.
That's
I wasn't
fun.
There.
We weren't there, but people are comparing it to that, so... But I said it, postseason time is here. It's set. Phillies and Cardinals are squaring off in a wild card. The winner of that faces Atlanta.
When, tomorrow or the next day?
I don't know when it starts, but I know Friday, I think it starts Friday.
Yeah, it does start Friday, yep.
And then Padres and Mets face off in the other NL East, NL wild card. I don't know what I said, NL East, NL wild card. And the winner of that faces the Dodger. On the NL side, the Braves somehow managed to get an easier matchup. But again, it's you never know with baseball. So, but I personally, Padres, Mets, and Dodgers are at those three teams are better than the Braves, Phillies, and Cardinals. Like, when you look at that group of teams, like.
I don't know if I'd say easier. I would say more favorable.
Yeah, yeah, true. That's probably a better term to use in baseball.
Baseball is not easy.
So, with that being said, before we go to the AL, who's your NLCS? Who's playing in the NLCS?
Braves or somebody, man.
I like it. So, I hope
it's the Mets.
That'd be funny. But I think the Cardinals are going to win the wild card and play Atlanta in the divisional series.
And we won't repeat what we did in 19.
And I think the Mets beat the Padres and face the Dodgers in the other divisional series.
What's that say? I say we beat the Cardinals in six and the Dodgers and Mets go head on, baby.
And
bring
I think,
each other out.
And I think it's going to be Braves and Dodgers for the NLCS again. Nobody's going to be surprised by that. Okay, now we'll jump to the AL. So, Guardians or Indians to some people take on the Rays in one of the wild cards in the AL. Winner faces the Yanks. And the Blue Jays face off with the Mariners in the other wild card, and the winner of that takes on the Astros. So I think I'm going to go Rays versus Yankees in one divisional series and Blue Jays and Astros, and then I'll go Astros and Rays in the ALCS.
Yeah, so I'm completely opposite. I'm going Indians and the Mariners.
Okay.
Mariners looking good, man. I don't know anybody's going to beat Houston over there.
No. That's
but I damn sure will say this. Not a single team in the AL is going to beat a team in the NL in seven games.
I don't think so. Unless it's the Astros. The Astros are probably the only
team.
There
ain't one
team
in the AL that's beating the NL.
Yeah. That, I mean, you can keep saying that, but the Astros
what happened
100%
last year?
Can. Well, I know what happened last year, but the Astros
I can tell you who it won't be.
It.
The Yankees, because they do their best disappearing act.
That's why I'm saying the Rays win that wild card. You're going with the Guardians, Indians. And I'm pretty sure, I guess you're going to say the Indians in the ALCS versus the Astros. I mean, regardless, it's easy.
Yeah, the Yankees disappear in October.
It's easy to pick who's going to be in the World Series from the American League. It's going to be the Astros. The National League's where you got a three-team race, in my opinion.
Yeah, most likely.
It could be the Braves, the Dodgers, or the Mets that end up in the World Series facing the Astros, in my opinion. I'm going to go Braves, though. I think Braves can get back. They've got a favorable path.
I think they get back, and we can very easily repeat. If we don't repeat, it's fine. If we get back there,
that's
fine.
That's a win, yeah. So, World Series matchup for me is going to be Braves-Astros, and then I'm not going to pick a winner because I want to see some postseason baseball before I pick a winner of the World Series, but that's who I think will be there. That's not being biased either. I'll go ahead and say that. I just think the way the Braves finished out from, I think it was June to now, they got really hot, and they're playing really good baseball. Kenley Jansen's pitching really well. The offense is doing what the offense has done all year, and they've been there, done that. They did it last year. They can do it again. Same team, literally same team. One player is a difference, and that one player, you played better without her. So. So who's your World Series winner, or your World Series matchup?
Braves Astros again.
Nice. And then.
Yeah, do take it.
I still think this is hilarious. Because you said it, and I'm like, no, I didn't. I didn't pick Chase Elliott. I went back and listened, and sure enough, I did. And apparently he won Talladega, so I guess I'm going to go buy some lottery tickets.
Chase Elliott won Talladega after NASCAR gave him a caution. Crazy. Because
what are the odds of picking that?
1 out of 43. Or 1 out of 40. 39, 37. 1 out of 37. There's only 37 drivers this week.
Okay, so better than I thought the odds were. Still pretty good, though.
Favorite odds.
It's still good.
You picked the winner, yeah.
That's like a 0.02% chance of being correct.
I don't think I wonder, but okay.
I wonder what kind of... I did it in my head. I don't know.
1 divided by 37 is... Yeah, 0.027. Good job, buddy.
Yay! Well, that's like 0.03, technically.
All right, so Alex Bowman got eliminated. He got hurt. He's on a concussion. He's not coming back, basically, the whole year, pretty much.
Hey, somebody can get concussion protocol, right? Crazy.
Yeah, crazy. These cars are terrible. They keep backing into the wall, and they get hurt because the car has no give, so it just rocks them. Bowman's out. Bell needs to win. Byron needs to win. Actually, no. Byron just needs points. Bell needs to win. Chase Elliott's on to the next round.
Yep. I remember you saying a win automatically advances you.
A win and you're in.
So what are they racing for the top eight right now, or are they into the final four?
Yeah, race for the top eight right now. This is the elimination race. Like I said, Bowman is going to be out. Bell needs a win. Byron needs a good point stay. Briscoe, Cindric are tied. Suarez up 12, Larson up 18, Logano up 18, Hamlin up 21, Chastain up 28, and Blaney's up 32. And obviously, we just said it, Chase is on. And who you think's gonna move on here?
I don't know enough. I don't know. This has to be fun for you. To just watch me struggle. So Chase Elliott's on to the round of eight. I think Blaney's probably a lock.
Okay, good point. Ross, Chastain is a lock.
Yeah, Chastain 28. So really, those are three. So between these
Hamlin's
last...
another one. It's probably locked.
So Byron needs a win. Like, he's back too much.
He's only back 11. He just needs a good point today.
Okay, so Bell needs the win, and Bowman's done, like you said. So Bell absolutely needs to win this race. Racing, so odds are Bell's out of it. Byron just needs a good placing. Cindric? Mm-hmm. Is that how you say that? Cindric and Briscoe.
Cindric, yeah.
So Cindric just needs a good point day. Briscoe needs a good... Okay. I'm just going to say the top six currently, Larson, Logano, Hamlin, Chastain, Blaney, and Elliott. And then I'm going to go with Cindric and Suarez, I guess. I just find it hard to believe if you're up 12.
Let's go.
I don't know enough.
You'd be surprised, man. Get one wreck.
That's true. That's what I'm saying. But I'll go with that.
No, I'm picking Byron, though. Byron's going to end up moving on, kicking Briscoe out.
Yeah. Oh, let me do that.
With that being said,
give me Byron
this
over
is a road
Cindric.
Course, by the way.
Byron's your eighth. So basically, the top seven stay for me, and then just put Byron in it.
By the way, I have no idea who we picked to move on. I forgot who we picked to move on.
It doesn't matter at this point because we're picking different people every week.
So who's your driver this week?
I don't.
Who's your driver this week?
Where are we at? We at Lost Road Course. We're at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Road course. What does that mean? They're racing on the highway.
It's a roval. They're racing. They go like through the infield. And they still race on the oval a little bit.
Who's a favorable pick in this? Obviously not Elliott.
You don't have to pick a playoff driver.
Yeah, that's true.
Some good road course guys. Please don't laugh when I say this. AJ Allmendinger. He's pretty good.
Allmendinger.
He's good. Ross Chastain's decent. Suarez is pretty good. He can be technical. Reddick's good.
Give me William Byron. He's gonna win
William
this race.
William Byron? Let's go. He's I love it. I'm gonna pick.
He needs this win.
Ross Chastain.
He doesn't need the win, but he's gonna get the win.
I'm picking Bell, Ross Chastain.
Bell's gonna have a good points day, and unfortunately, he's gonna just finish at ninth and be eliminated.
Now, I'm not sure on this if he is racing, but if he is racing, I'm picking Allmendinger. If he's not racing, my pick is Ross Chastain.
I'm just gonna go with Byron, bro.
All right, the question of the week, presented by. Nobody. Just kidding, we don't have a sponsor.
We've got some question stuff in of the works.
Week gonna be, who is your teams in the World Series?
You heard.
We already said it. Gave it to you.
Yeah, honestly, I don't. If people do respond to that, I don't think we'll see much variation. It's probably going to be a lot of Astros, Mets, Astros, Dodgers.
And give us your why. I want to know why.
Yeah. Did we even give our whys? I mean, I gave my why on the Braves, and I think everybody just knows the Astros are the best team in the AL.
Hey, you can't be wrong. The DMs are open. Give us that, please.
Should we start? Yeah, hold on. So, I don't know if the bio is accessible. Like, I've never really paid attention to if the Twitter is actually in our podcast bio.
It is.
Okay. Well, I just won't say it then. I was going to say our @, just in case. But then I remembered that the @'s kind of stupid.
Yeah, well, we'll come up with something better eventually.
Yeah, like that's... Yeah.
I mean, it's what you got to do, man. I'm not creative.
Not yet.
Not yet, man. All right. Oh, well, this is getting awkward, so... Okay. You got nothing else, you bozo?
No.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap it up for episode 6. As always, thank you guys for listening. We do appreciate it. Let's get those numbers up, man. Tell your friends. Tell your mom, dad, sister, brother, cousin, aunt, uncle. Tell them. They want to hear sports and two idiots from the South talk about it, especially college football. Just give it a listen. Or just replay it multiple times. I'll take that.
Roll Tide.
No, we don't say that here. Go Tigers. Yeah, so that's episode 6. Bye, you hooligans.